The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
I don't want to look in your face. Son of a bitch.
I'm not asking you to,
man.
I
can't believe you did that to me.
I mean, you were asking for it. I'm not going to apologize, but
all
I mean,
say.
You know, shit happens. Cool. Listen, that's not for the air. That's an offline discussion. Let's just go. Get on with the show.
All right, go on.
You're the one doing it. I don't know what we're doing today.
No. It's only Wednesday, I forgot.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Today we're doing a version of TV Cynics, but Movie Cynics!
You're fucking drunk.
And we're doing the movie, what movie are we doing? Captain America, Winter Soldier.
What, I thought we were doing Me and Him.
Me and Him.
The movie Me and Him. It's about a man who he wakes up one morning and his penis is talking to him. I seen it back in the 80s. It's actually pretty good. And his penis knows things. It knows the name of every woman. So he's just walking down the street. He's like, call out Alice. Hey, Alice! And the chick just turns around. And his penis would help him get ladies.
You know, my penis never helped me do shit.
I know.
My penis, I'm pretty sure me and my penis are like enemies.
You son of a bitch. You're never going to get that chick. And I'm going to see to it.
Mm-hmm. And if you do get her, I'm not going to get hard at all. So fuck you.
Yeah, do any. Listen, smack me around all you want. You'll never get it out of me.
You can try stuffing it in. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work, buddy.
It's like you're holding them hostage. You don't want to cooperate, huh? I'll beat the shit out of you. I did see that movie, though. I used to watch it. I seen it a bunch of times when I was a kid. Back when, like late night HBO.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I want to see boobies.
So Captain America Winter Soldier.
The Winter Shoulder.
Came out.
Oh, my shoulder's freezing.
Came out a couple weeks ago. And obviously we should put this out like, or we should put our reviews out before they, or like right after they come out.
Before. How would we see the movie before?
Well, we get advanced screeners now.
No, we don't. You're a fucking liar.
But we didn't, so
actually,
whatever.
You know what? Online, before the movie did come out, there was a bootleg copy. It would look like shit, so I didn't watch it though.
Well, we could have watched it and done our.
What did his fucking say? Look like shit.
Instead, we get an advanced screener, and people are like, "Ooh, they must be special."
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's the continuing story of the super soldier. You know what? The problem with going to this movie for me was, I fucking forgot what happened in the first movie.
What's to remember? It's fucking Captain America.
But did it take
shit.
Place in the future, or did it take place in present time, or in the '40s?
It took place in the '40s mostly. Well, in the beginning, it was a future. Then, oh, we found him. You know, yeah, it took place both. Mostly the '40s. It was more the lead up.
Okay.
And then, you know, all right, he's thought out.
So anyways, now he's, it's after the events of New York, as they always say.
All right, the problem with this movie is the same problem with every fucking superhero movie.
Well, every superhero movie post-Avengers.
Yeah. Now we all know, hey, I got superhero friends. But meanwhile, during all of our solo movies, apparently they won't help me. They're lazy pieces
and
of shit.
I don't understand if it was like a small problem, but most of the time it's some huge global
shit, I lost my car
catastrophe.
Keys. Yeah. You know, the city's getting destroyed. Someone's plotting world domination.
I mean, think about Iron Man 3. He's about to get killed. I mean, no one's going to come help him?
I know. And the same thing with the Captain America. All right. Now, all of a sudden, this other organization wants to take over the world. Where's fucking Iron Man? Better yet, where's Spider-Man? That's all Marvel, too. Where are the fucking X-Men?
We can't use Spider-Man because he's owned by Sony.
It's bullshit.
Or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Listen, it's all fucking Marvel. You know, they're all there. Every fucking superhero is just there. They're all, like, in New York City. They're all hanging out, but they all just kind of sit around. Like, nah, Cap's got it, man. I mean, listen... We'll focus on the Avengers, so every other Avenger is like, no. I kind of hate this guy. Let's see how this plays out.
Well, Thor, he has a...
Yeah, he has a legitimate excuse. If he's, like, in another
realm. He's
dimension.
Also in another realm fucking Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, he penetrates her with his hammer. So I'll give him a pass.
Hammer of the God, you want a taste?
Yeah.
Come on over here, Natalie Portman.
That's not her name in the movie. But, yeah, I'll give him a pass. But all the rest of them, it's like, what the fuck, man?
If I was an actor, like, I'd like always like call him by the right real name. Hey, Natalie. Oh, I'm playing a character.
Cut!
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Sorry. Yeah, that's why you're not an actor. Your ass be fun. Or fun. Be fired. Yeah, it's pretty fun, too.
Like, they start complaining. Like, oh, my God, I don't have any money. Like, what are you talking about? You make, like, $20 million a film. So I was like, what's your problem, Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston isn't in any fucking movies. You know
she's
that.
She's in lots of movies.
Hardly. She's in Pieces of Shit.
Office Space.
You know what? That was the only good movie she's ever been in.
Bad Bosses.
That movie was horrible.
What does it mean? Horrible Bosses?
Yeah, it's Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses 2.
I mean, people liked it, maybe, but people have horrible senses of humor.
So anyways.
Jennifer Aniston is in Iron Man.
So the problem I had with... another thing that was a problem for me and me... This is a personal problem with this movie.
My legs are too long for the seat.
Comfortable. The movie comes on, and the secretary of the board, or the fuck his name is, comes on the screen. And I go...
Robert Redford?
So I go, I don't know that guy. I'm like, man, he looks good for his age. And I was going to say something about it. And then I go, I can't fucking remember that guy's name.
You couldn't remember Robert Redford.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm picturing like his name on the billboard. I'm picturing like he was in with Paul Newman and the Sun-Kissed Kid or whatever that fucking movie was.
The Sun-Kissed Kid. He drank that orange pop, remember?
Cisco and the Sun-Kissed Kid. What is that movie called? Cisco and the Sun Kid, whatever.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
You know, he was in, all those fucking movies. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't.
He was a big star.
The whole movie, I'm like, I don't remember his name. I was really worried. I'm like, is this the onset of Alzheimer's? Because
Could be.
The whole movie, I'm like, I can't remember his name. My phone died, so I couldn't Google it just to ease my troubled mind. Because I'm like, I don't know this motherfucker's
name.
And
you know your girlfriend would have no clue who that was.
True. And it's like... Why does your brain do this? It knows. Like, it's on the tip of your tongue. You can see the word.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
But you just can't access it. Like, no. Finally, at the end, it comes. I'm like, oh, Robert Redford. Yeah, I knew that.
Had to wait for the whole movie, huh?
But I'm really worried that this keeps happening. I don't know.
What happens all the time, more and more, right? Or can't you remember?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's people in my family with dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff.
Yeah. My grandmother had that.
So it's like, fuck.
I know.
And sometimes, you know, if you have early onset, like, you can be in your 40s still.
Yeah, that's all I fucking need.
Well, the good news is you wouldn't know it, so.
You know what? I think you would, because you do have moments of lucidity. Imagine, you know, that happens
Silent
to you.
Silent lucidity by
yeah.
Queensryche.
Yeah, a good song. And, I mean, you imagine you come out of it. And, you know, you realize, you know, you have your wits about you for a little bit, and you realize how you're living, what's going on. Oh, my God. Imagine
you
that
shit
feeling.
Yourself. And
now you were kind of remember someone's fucking changing your diaper.
I'm supposed to go to the toilet to do this. Oh, fuck.
You know, and you're
all about it.
You're picturing some nurse doing, you know, wiping you and probably abusing you, because apparently that's a problem. Elder abuse?
Well,
everyone beats the shit out of
sexual
old
abuse, that's cool.
Is it abuse? I mean, if you're doing weird shit, yeah.
Well, to me, I mean, personally, I don't mind if someone molests me.
Well, I mean, if I'm, like, 80 and some stranger wants to jerk me off, I'm not really going to complain. I'm not going to see much action anyway, I'd assume. So, I mean, I'll take it.
Well, unless you're, like, the grumpy old men.
They got so much pussy.
Yeah. So, anyways, this movie... I'd recommend it. It's a good movie.
It is. I enjoy it.
If you just pretend that they're, you know... I don't know, pretend that all the other Avengers hate him or something.
Yeah. They probably all do.
And also,
he barely has any superpowers.
I'm not a comic book guy, so I don't know. But from what I've read on Wikipedia...
I am. I'll let you know.
It seems to me that Captain America in the movie has way more powers than he would have in the comic book. Like, he's jumping out of planes with no parachute. Because it said in Wikipedia that he's like supposed to be like the upper echelon of human, you know, what a human can do. I don't know of any humans who could jump out of a plane.
Yeah, they do make him stronger and all this other shit and, like, have, like, some kind of super healing, which I'm not sure he actually has. But they do that in all the comic book movies.
Yeah, because he dies in the comic books at one point.
They all fucking... They killed off Spider-Man in the comic books, too. They kill everybody. Then
they
bring him
back. He just got shot. He gets shot a lot in the movies. He doesn't die.
Well, you know what they do in the comics, which is bullshit? It's the same thing with movies. They reboot them. They have a whole storyline. They do whatever the fuck they want. They usually screw it up. And then it's like, well, fuck it. Back to number one. Origin. And it started over again.
Yeah, yeah, but you can do that because, I mean, you have 50, 60 years of storylines.
Yeah.
I mean, you could that's different because then you have a whole new set of, like, 8-year-olds that can start reading them.
I guess. Yeah, but you know what? If you've been...
I gotta read all the back issues? What the fuck, man?
But if you've been reading it, you know, for the last 20 years, and then all of a sudden, what the fuck is this?
Well, you can move on to another one. I don't know. There's a lot of other comic books out now.
Well, there's always more.
Ones with nudity.
There are. Fucking, man... Comic book chicks are so hot.
Yeah. That's because someone drew them. A man drew them.
What is he? You're going to go off some sexist rant?
No.
Is that it?
No.
That they're not real women? Real women don't look like that?
I'm just saying men know what they want. They draw what they want.
That used to drive me crazy. Whenever there'd be like really attractive women on TV, and then the ugly ones would start complaining, like, oh my God, you know, real women don't even look like that. I'm like, what? Watch the fucking screen. What are they, imaginary? They are real. We can go places and see chicks super fucking hot. They're real. You may be ugly, but they exist.
Man, you were angry.
Your fat ass exists too. Everyone exists.
That does it for this episode. Mark can rant on his own time.
I do.
We recommend it. Mark and I both give it, I give it 3.5 stars.
Out of what now?
4.
Yeah, sure. I'll agree with you.
So you have to give it 3.5 stars. Go see it, I guess.
I was ranting to myself. If you recall from previous episodes, I bought my dash cam, and it records audio. So I was in my car, and I'm like, oh, motherfucker. And I went off for a little bit. Then I said to myself, oh, wait, shit. I'm recording this. Better stop.
Yeah, but no one else is going to see it.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I picture?
I get
into an accident, and now they take the footage, and there's me. Oh, motherfucker, you believe this shit? You know, me just talking, and I don't want that out there.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com. Check out the rest of the week. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.
Vine.
Do it all. Vine? Maybe. We're promoting this Vine shit? I don't know what's going to be on there. All right. Go.